I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And best content, I love JP. Oh, Brett, you already talked about. I'm going to skip that. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm making amends today. This is my last time calling.
Why?
You know,
why?
Because of the other.
Okay.
I be wanting to call SBK because he have a SBK got a good show too.
Yeah.
You give out the phone number, which you don't really know. Mo always have to tell him what it is, but he don't never answer. I always just talk to Spike in the background, but I never get on.
All right.
I know you was going to ask. Johnny B always answer the phone too. I love Johnny B and I love your show, but I never win the game. Dead guy. I keep trying and trying.
All right. Well, you get there, Elliot.
I always get that right. Don't get the rest of it.
Well, listen, we got to.
I'm just saying, I'm making amends because y'all was talking about it.
God,
yeah.
I say, this is my amends.
Okay.
This is my last time calling the bone. I'm going to just listen. I'm going to just sit back and listen like a regular person.
That's a lie. I don't believe you.
Bad guy. Nobody wants me to answer.
You got to call us.
Yes, sir. And y'all have a good day.
You too.
Wait.
Where are you going?
And short round, Miss Monica. I love you, Monica. Y'all have a good day. This is my last time y'all going to hear from L.H.
Okay, take care.
All right, L.H.
Great day, baby.
Take care, buddy.
What do I not know? Like, he's always been good when he calls us. He's fun.
He'll call tomorrow. He's drunk.
Yeah.
Jeanette,
but he said it works.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people work and drink. If that was actually the case, which
maybe
it's not.
Maybe he thinks he has a job.
You think all those air traffic controllers are sober?
That would be the best thing if it was air traffic controller.
Right.
Listen, what direction to land? Can you get to the point?
Land on runway 2, no way 4. Sorry about that.
Johnette on line 2. Go ahead, Johnette.
Yeah, I have a story about a bad supervisor.
Okay.
And it involves sports figures, too.
Okay.
All right, Johnette.
Back in the early 1980s, I was managing a hair salon in Clearwater, Florida. And I was known for doing promotion. I set up a promotion with the Philadelphia Phillies because it was spring training. I knew they were in town.
Smart.
So I went down to their practice and I talked to Sparky Lyle. And he said, what's going on? I said, look, I'm doing a cut-a-thon for charity. And it would be great if you could come down to the salon and sign autographs. It would help bring in business. So he said, oh, that's great. So he agreed. So the next night, he and Tug McGraw and Pete Rose came down to the salon.
Awesome. What?
You got all three of them? Are you kidding?
What?
How much did that cost you?
Well,
wow!
I was a lot younger back then, and you know, kind of attractive.
Oh, really? Nice.
Did you take on all three of those? Are you telling me that you took on Sparky Lyle, Tug McGraw, and Pete Rose?
Well, that's another story.
What?
That's the good story. Let's go with that story.
Hold on.
So they signed autographs.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
All right, go ahead, Jeanette. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Signed the autograph. Let me finish my story.
Okay.
So they signed the autograph, and I had called the home office in Minneapolis to tell them what I was doing. They were so excited. They sent T-shirts that said Phillies, hats. They sent all of us radios. All these little gifts. And also, we were written up in 2 major hairstyling magazines.
Two.
Pictures, everything.
That's amazing.
What the guys. Well, my supervisor found out about this, and she fired me.
What?
Holy crap.
She said, and I'm going to do a Hungarian accent now, because it has to be with her voice.
Okay.
Favorite caller.
She said, Johnette, I don't want you to have a heart attack or anything, but I am releasing you from your duty.
Because
I don't like your paperwork. And that was it.
What?
So I was fired. And I called the home office, and there was nothing they could do about it. They always stand behind their people, you know.
Right.
So that was it. And There's a happy ending to the story, Monica.
I bet there was.
That's what we're trying to get to.
Let's get to the happy ending part.
My money's on Sparky Lyle.
No, no, not that kind of happy ending.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not shampoo.
I'm going to bet on Pete Rose.
Yeah, no, you should.
Let's see what you did there.
Very good.
So what happened? So what happened with the tweet?
I went to this other salon in Tampa, and I got a job there is to do their promotions, and I got in touch with, I can't think of his name right now, a very famous Buccaneer. He's dead now, black guy.
Leroy Salmon?
Very nice man.
Leroy Salmon?
Yes, thank you.
Nice, Monica.
So
you win a prize.
To Leroy Salmon, and he agreed to come to the salon with another football player. I can't remember his name. He was really new. But anyway, they signed autographs for another charity I did.
Nice.
Okay.
So there was a happy ending to that getting fired because this was a better position.
Oh, you didn't have to work for the Hungarian lady anymore.
Another story.
Okay.
Well,
Jeanette,
going back to the Clearwater
must let you
story.
Go because you tugged McGraw.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy, thanks, Jeanette. We got to move on.
Oh,
thank you.
No, I like her story.
Get to it. All right, go ahead.
Come on,
Jeanette. You tug McGraw. Pete Rose, go ahead. Tell the story.
But you said goodbye.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh my God.
No.
But
oh,
you
my
said
God.
You were done and you had to move on.
Oh my
on.
God.
But you said that.
Oh, my God.
Money.
I'm not taking full responsibility for that because Raj played her off with a Hungarian accent.
Yeah.
What do you mean I played her off?
I thought it was done, and I didn't want to interrupt
her. We have to let you go because
you tugged McGraw.
Right.
That was funny. Everybody was laughing. It was a nice, clean close.
All right. Well, okay.
Might as well take a break now.
Monica.
You said it.
I'm going to have to relieve you of your duties.
I love Joanette. She was my favorite in a very long time.
Excellent caller.
We'll just wait for our next Tug McGraw, Pete Rose, Sparky Lyle threesome story. We'll just wait for that next caller that has that story. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. It'll come up again. It comes around every, 6 years.
Who are you blaming for this right now?
You started it. You started it. As she's about to get to the part that we sat and waited, exactly. Although very entertaining and very hysterical.
Brett, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If we're being honest,
yes.
Do you really think she was going to get to that?
She's
hey,
about to.
Hold on, two things.
Exactly.
Number one,
no,
you
wasn't.
Really think that story was going to have the end that you wanted?
No.
She said, well, she,
not a chance.
Well, look.
Not a chance.
We'll never know.
Ugh, I think
she gave the impression that, well, I was a younger woman and attractive.
Very attractive. Then.
What's happening in your imagination from that sentence that you just said is better than what it would have been said. And I say that in total love with Jeanette. She was an amazing chick. It's just
I mean, she paid off every other part of the story. Maybe, maybe there was something good there we wouldn't anticipate. You know, Pete Rose dropped his pants in the salon. I mean, it could be anything could have happened.
No. Don't all say right, well, you got to go if you ain't we'll mean you got to go. How about that?
Never know. We'll never know. Mm-hmm. All right. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025.
I can't live with Brett being mad at me.
It's all right. I'll get over it.
Oh, it's easy.
I won't hold a grudge.
And then
5 years from now. Remember that time you hung up on Joanette? Right before she was talking about tugging McGraw and
I didn't hang up
Rose and Pete and sparking
you
his
can
Lyle.
Facebook JP in 15 years to let him know that you're still pissed.
Send an email. So
Brett, why are you quitting?
You remember that Seanette call years ago?
What are you talking about? Well, no, none of us will remember that. Fine. 15
yet,
minutes.
I get called into Brennan's office. JP, you're being replaced with Brett.
Relieved of your duties.
Relieved of your duties.
You didn't let the tugging McGraw story finish. 15 years later.
God, if I'm still doing this in 15 years, put a bullet in my head.
Top 10 list in 15 minutes.
How
we'll be right back.
How old am I in 15 years?
Do the math. It's going to be close.
64. I'm circling the drain at that point.